This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, May 9th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The United Kingdom is headed into a crucial general election as the country plans its withdrawal from the European Union. Labour unions in the country are actively campaigning for decent jobs, protection for migrant workers, and other issues such as defending the National Health Service, the NHS. Francis O'Grady is the General Secretary of the British Trades Union Congress. The TUC represents 6 million workers in 50 unions.
In Britain, we've got the general election coming up, and I would really encourage you to make sure that you and all your friends are registered to vote. And whichever way you decide to cast your vote, remember it's important that all politicians should be thinking and promising action on pay, on jobs, on living standards, and to protect our brilliant public services, including the NHS. So this is a really important time. As trade unionists and working people, we stick together, we help each other, we stay strong.
The general election in the UK is scheduled for June 8th. A United Nations organization has started a major initiative to discover how we can adapt to the changing nature of work as it becomes more digitized. The International Labour Organization, the ILO, is the UN body focused on matters of work in the world. It is managed in a tripartite fashion with representatives of governments, employer groups, and labour unions. In April, the ILO conducted a conference in Geneva, which brought together the three groups, known as the social partners, to discuss the effect of digitization on employment. Guy Ryder, a trade unionist and director general of the ILO, emphasized that any approach to the digitization of work must be a global one.
This is a debate that has to make sense, not only in Silicon Valley, but in the Nile Valley as well.
Philip Jennings is the General Secretary of UNI, the global union for skills and services such as retail sales staff.
To fix the issues which have emerged, you need a strong, vibrant, independent and democratic trade union movement. No one is saying that wealth is not going to be created. I haven't had one comment that the wealth is not being recreated. There's going to be $2-5 trillion added to the world economy. That takes us back to the question of distribution, and that's where we fit in. When we see the degree of job displacement and ripples from that, there's going to be a demand for solutions and for answers, demands for new scenarios, what work, what doesn't work. So I see the ILO right at the center of this new universe of the conversation about the future of work.
Salone Hairia is a junior researcher with the ILO.
I would like a female boss. I'm not saying that we haven't made progress when it comes to including women in the workplace, but there is still a huge gap that needs to be closed.
Richard Freeman is the co-director of the Labour and Work Life Program at Harvard University.
And I think there are many places humans have clear advantages over machines, but they are not necessarily the best paying or good jobs. So it really is a question of the quality of jobs.
Catherine Pasquier is a Confederal Secretary of the European Trade Union Confederation, the ETUC.
Actually, we see that everybody is increasingly connected, and where has responsibility gone?
Luke Kochtebeck is the chair of the Workers' Group at the ILO. The Workers' Group is the collection of union representatives which attend ILO conferences.
Regulation, if there is no ownership from the employers and the workers, doesn't work.
Along with unionists and their supporters, there were a number of academics at the ILO conference on the future of work in Geneva. Florence Palacur is a professor at Montpellier University in France.
To me, a major challenge in the future is how to reappropriate political power in order to be able to govern again the conditions of work and production that we want to see developing. And this, I think, also has strong implication for environmental questions.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.